RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
There was plenty of drama in Hollywood overnight. Not sure if it can match what happened in Clonus yesterday afternoon, though. Here with the sport is Darren.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Rachel. Good morning. What a final day of group games in the Allianz Football League. The headlines from it all. Mayo beat Kildare to book a place in the final with Kerry. Kildare relegated along with Dublin, who lost to Monaghan. Roscommon will play Galway in Division 2 final. Offaly and Down relegated there. Louth and Limerick will contest the Division 3 final. They're promoted. And Laois and Wicklow drop down to Tier 4. Thrilling afternoon. Tensions very high and maybe best summed up in this interview with Kildare manager Glenn Ryan. At one stage, and this is really late in the day, Kildare were safe, but then that late winning point from Monaghan saw them drop to Division 2. Glenn has been speaking with Siobhan Madigan.
Too early to look back at the league as a whole for yourselves, but you know, you're still in your first year in charge. How do you think you've come so far?
How do I think we've come? I'd like to think we're improving.
You head into Championship, you've a 4-week spell now to work for Championship. Are you where you want to be?
After getting relegated, I don't think that's the question.
So where are the areas that you feel you really need to work on?
Well, there's plenty of stuff there for us to work on, and we'll go away and we'll see where the areas are and how we can best improve on them.
A hugely competitive league campaign, though, and you were so near to staying up. Was there one game that you think might have cost you more than any?
It's a league, and you have to look at the games as a whole.
Yeah, there was a few pauses there. I know my producer in the studio was very nervous with those silences, but real pressure on everyone, I think, on that final day. And I think that best sums it up. And never easy for anyone to come out and do an interview after such drama, and emotions are high. But Glenn there speaking with Siobhan afterwards, and Siobhan sticking to the task and doing that interview with Shane Ryan. More on the football later. Waterford have beaten Wexford to book a place in the Allianz League hurling final. Very impressive display. 520 to 16 points. They'll meet Cork in the final next weekend. Former Tip captain Shane McGrath joins me on the line. Shane, I don't want any pauses like that to give us a scare or anything like that this morning, but how do you reflect on that very impressive win for Waterford?
Oh, very impressive, Darren. Liam Cahill is really, really proven why he stuck with this group. You realise the talent is there. I just think it's the manner in which they went about it, Darren. It was unbelievable. 5 goals, 20 points. They could have got another couple of goals easy enough. And I just think, you know, they really have cemented their place as, in my opinion, the second best team in the country. And nobody's going to want to meet these guys. And unfortunately, Tip have the very unenviable task of going down to play them in Waterford in the first round of the Championship. So Liam Cahill will be delighted. I think we'll all know the one big flaw of the game, or the one negative, is what happened with Austin Gleeson. And I don't think it'll be overturned, judging even alone by Liam Cahill's reaction after the red card was given, Darren.
Yeah, a late infraction with an opponent didn't look great, did it, Shane?
No, it didn't. And I suppose we're in an era now where, you know, everything is really seen, no matter where it happens on the field, especially in high profile games like that. And, you know, Austin is hurling so well at the moment. He's one of the top players in the country. But unfortunately, you know, the top players in the country do maybe get a little bit of extra attention on the pitch, both on and off the ball. And I know it's easy talk, but they really have to be able to deal with it. And unfortunately, I don't think he dealt with it well yesterday. I think it was a moment of madness, and you know, he will be a massive loss now for the league final for him.
Yeah, for anyone that didn't see it, he jabbed the hurl back into his opponent's midriff. Shane, can I ask you about Cork on Saturday evening? How impressed were you with them?
Well, look, I suppose everyone is impressed with the scoring that they do and with their athleticism and everything. But what I'm most impressed with at the moment, Darren, is the trust they have in each other and the trust they have in the system. I was just looking back at the game and even, you know, listening to other people talking about it. Kilkenny got off 9 of the first 10 shots in the game on goal, and they scored 1-4, and they went 1-4 to a point up. And maybe, you know, there was almost 20,000 strong down there. But there was no panic from the Cork players. There was no panic on the sideline. There was no, let's take off a corner forward, let's change our system. And I think that's what I was impressed with most, was they trusted the system. They got themselves back in the game based on the way they want to play this year. And they didn't change their setup. They didn't change how they wanted to play. And I thought they were well-deserved winners. You know, albeit I'd say Owen Murphy would be a little bit disappointed by the standard that he has as a goalkeeper with Darragh Fitzgibbon's goal. But I think Cork were well worthy winners. You know, the Rebel crowd were behind them. And look, going for a first national title since 98, where their selector now, Dermot O'Sullivan, at fullback was captain. So I do think it'll be an absolutely brilliant tie in Thurles Saturday evening, Darren.
We're all looking forward to it. Thanks very much for that, Shane. In other news, Scotty Scheffler won the WGC match play event in Texas. He becomes the new world number one in golf. Stephanie Meadow finished inside the top 10 at the JTBC Classic in California. Leona Maguire just inside the top 50. Max Verstappen won the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. One game yesterday in the TikTok Women's Six Nations. France beat Italy. In the basketball, UCC Glanmire and Singleton Brunel booked places in the finals of the misquote.ie Champions Trophy final. In the men's, Insure My Van Super League playoff victory for Garvey's Tralee. And finally in the hockey, Catholic Institute through to the first senior final since 1984, beating UCD 2-1. They'll play Pembroke Wanderers in that final. In the men's semi-finals, wins for Lisnagarvey and Cookstown.